Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Tudrick and Swags, and host, Steve Halepka. Let's go!
What's up, everybody? It's your host, Steve Halepka, here again tonight with another episode of the Super Flexible Podcast. We're running one man short tonight. Tudrick had some business to take care of, so I'm here with my boy, Swags. What's going on, Swags?
How's it going? I guess the drinks are on us tonight.
There you go. Yeah, you drinking on anything nice tonight?
Man, I'm tired as hell, but I didn't want to drink too much caffeine and be up all night, so I got Mountain Dew, which is kind of out of my realm. But that,
oh my god,
I thought
you didn't want caffeine.
Well, like I need a little caffeine. Bit, man. I've been up since 4 a.m. Eastern, and we're at 9 p.m. and heck of a day.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I was up around 5:30 checking on my baby.
So yeah, that so was you fun know. Too.
So I know the deal.
Yep.
So just to talk a little about what's going on tonight, we're going to hit up some news and notes. A lot of guys got paid this past week in the NFL. Then we're going to talk about some deep sleepers. You know, guys, after 200 ADP right now that we think may have a big time impact on your fantasy rosters for this year and possibly going forward. Some super flex trades as well. Our boy Tudrick was able to help us out and put some of those in. And if we have some time, some situations that you don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole, you know, player groupings that you just don't want to even mess with, whether it's like the Bills wide receivers, whatever the case may be. We'll get into that, though, hopefully. But before we do that, let's talk about where you can find us on Twitter. Swags, where can the guys find you?
I am at @DFF_swag.
Awesome. And I am at The Real Halepka, @HALUPKA, at Superflex Pod. And at Superflex Trades, hit us up. Use that hashtag Superflex. We'd love to answer your questions, and sometimes you even get to be on the show. So before before we get into the news and notes, let's talk about our buddies over at Squad QL.
Yeah, definitely. This is something that we've all been kind of given as a tool to be able to have an advantage, and you can use it too. So who wants an unfair advantage to dominate your fantasy football leagues, besides listening to us, that is? Look no further than SquadQL, the only mobile app you need to crush your friends and rivals. SquadQL recommends the best starting lineups for each week based on your starters, best players, and free agent pool. SquadQL provides waivers and trades recommendations too. Go to SquadQL.com to download SquadQL for free. SquadQL is brought to you by creators of RotoQL, the leading daily fantasy optimizer, trusted by 100,000 DFS players.
Awesome. Yeah, SquadQL is pretty sick. Like, I know I used RotoQL in the past. SquadQL is totally sick for season-long leagues. You import your league, you get all the settings, so it's not like a just generic recommendation tool. They give you exactly what you want every single week, waivers, trades, you name it. They will help you out for sure. So let's talk some news and notes from around the NFL. What are they getting? Some guys getting paid. First of all, Aaron Rodgers getting his new contract from the Packers, got a big fat extension. So he signed through 2023, a 4-year, $134 million extension. Totally crazy.
Crazy.
Insane money. He's getting $100 million guaranteed. Totally awesome for him. Looks like he's going to be a Packer for life.
Yep.
So what do you think about that, Swags?
I mean, I think he deserves to be the highest paid quarterback in the league. I'm a Lions fan, but I still don't think Stafford deserves that or ever did. And somebody like Aaron Rodgers definitely does. So it's a ton of money, but I get it for this day and age. I like it. I like it in Dynasty. I like it in Redraft. I like the security, definitely.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's interesting because I think he's gonna take up like 20 to 25% of their cap space.
That's which crazy. It seems
like a crazy amount for one player. But like we saw last year, with Aaron Rodgers not on the field, that team just went to shit. Like,
yep.
He's so valuable, and I would say, you know, the most valuable player in the NFL. I know Brady normally wins the actual award, but if you take Brady off the Patriots, I think Brian Hoyer is still a competent player, and he'll be okay. But if you take – we saw what happened last year. If you take Rodgers off the Packers, they're just not a good team.
Yeah. Totally. That's probably a good reason you're hearing some of these Randall Cobb trade rumors to get that $12 million off the books.
Yeah, that's for sure, too. Yeah, I mean, we could definitely talk about that in a little bit. But actually, let's bring it up right now. So, yeah, Randall Cobb, there's rumors of him getting traded or cut from the Packers. Obviously, I think if he stays, his value is the highest where it can be. I mean, being the, you know, second fiddle to Devontae Adams in Green Bay.
Yep.
But if he's cut or traded, is there any spot that you think he could end up and really have a massive impact this year?
Man, I was thinking about that today. And I think if he gets traded, I am very uninterested unless you can completely buy low. Like, I'd almost be kind of scared to have him change teams right now and get into a new system week one, week two, week three, and be who we want him to be on the Packers, who we haven't really seen fully the last couple of years anyway.
Right.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of places he could go that really need like a slot receiver. I mean, obviously Buffalo needs whatever the hell they can get at receiver. But like every place else I'm thinking of, it's just super crowded. I mean, does he go to the Bengals? Like, is he better than, how much better is he than Tyler Boyd? That's a really good question. Like, I don't know where he could end up where I think his value is even close to where it is with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. Like, yeah. It's just, yeah, I'd be scared. I'd be scared to be a Cobb owner right now. I know I am in at least one dynasty league, and I'm like really, really worried about what's going to happen.
What about a gross one like the Dolphins?
Oh, it's so crowded.
But they don't have Landry anymore.
Yeah, but Amendola's there, though. Amendola, he looked good.
That's true, yeah.
And Albert Wilson can play the slot, too.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
So it's really weird. It is
pretty crowded, yeah.
Yeah, Devontae Parker, I feel like, is the odd man out in terms of, like, target share.
Yeah.
But some people will fight me to the end of the earth on that one. So I'll leave that where it lies. Let's move on now from Green Bay and talk about another guy that got paid, Odell Beckham Jr., re-upped with the New York Giants, signing a 5-year, $95 million extension through 2023, getting $65 million guaranteed, and will be the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. I mean, as a Giant fan, I love this. I'm happy they locked him up. I'm happy he came into camp with down to business and just getting on the field and practicing hard. So I have nothing but positives to say about this for Beckham and for his value going forward. Swags, am I just crazy to think that?
I'm with you, dude. I'm all about paying your guys for teams. You know, that's why I didn't mind the Aaron Rodgers one either. And I've been kind of disappointed by Odell having to hold out to get his money. I'm glad they paid him. And I'm not even a Giants fan. I think it's great, the security for him, where he's at. I like to know about my players, and we do know.
Yeah, it's interesting. So I think it's great not only for him, but whoever steps in at quarterback after Eli's gone, right? Because you think about it, that young nucleus is going to be there intact for the next, you know, 4 or 5 years, right? I mean, between Ingram, Shepard, Barkley, and Beckham, like any quarterback worth their weight, anything should be able to function on that offense.
So how do you think Eli's going to be this year?
Oh, God. It's interesting because even in my redraft rankings, I've got him like 20th. Which just doesn't make sense when you think about it, right? Like Beckham's a top 5 receiver. Barkley's like a top 8 running back, an ADP.
Yep.
Shepard looked awesome.
He's looking great. Then you got Evan Ingram.
And Ingram, I mean, he's banged up now, but he's been looking good even after last year. You would think Eli's a top, you know, 15 quarterback at least this year in redraft, but he's not being drafted that way. He's like a free agent basically almost everywhere.
Yeah.
So I think we're a little down on Eli just from what we saw last year and how crappy of a situation that was. But yeah, I think we can be a bit more optimistic. I think he'll have obviously definitely every week starter in 2 quarterback league. I think that's for certain.
Yep.
And
even cheap in those though, like bottom of the barrel cheap.
So cheap. You can get Eli, I want to say probably what do you think? Like a second round draft pick for Eli probably.
Probably, dude.
Yeah. So if you need a starter in a super flex, I think who will be there for the entire year, barring injury, I think Eli is a safe bet to do that for you in 2018 for sure.
I'll try that. I'm going to try that tonight in at least one league.
Yeah. I think he's a nice safe player for you. So more quarterback news. I love this quarterback news because it's just, it shows how much value that there is in the NFL to this position. It makes, that's why I love talking Superflex, because it kind of, I don't want to say it mirrors the NFL more, but it definitely gives some extra love to the quarterback position.
Yep.
So the Saints traded with the New York Jets, getting Teddy Bridgewater and a 2019 sixth round draft pick for a 2019 third round draft pick. I've been a huge Teddy Two Glove fan, you know, since Louisville days. Obviously, you're going to be backing up Drew Brees, who just signed an extension. Are you down on Teddy in Superflex leagues? Like, what do you think his value is right now?
I think it went up a little bit, but I think he's also behind a quarterback that has a very secure role. We would need a Drew Brees retirement or injury for Bridgewater to be relevant. But with that said, I mean, great handcuff for a great quarterback, especially in two quarterback leagues or super flex.
Yeah, that's for sure.
The injury still worries me, I won't lie. Because he, like you said, he's such a great quarterback and so talented, but they were pretty quick to move on, and it's not like they got a ton for him.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because they didn't really pay him a lot, right? I mean, I think they said he was making $500,000 guaranteed, or $1 million he's counting against the cap. So basically they traded $1 million for a third round draft pick in the NFL draft.
Yep.
Which, when you think about it, I mean, it's a nice move for the Jets, who they knew Bridgewater was going to start, and he looked like he was close to his old self. So, yeah, I love the move for the Saints. Like, they're clearly all in the next couple of years. Like, just in case, God forbid, Drew Brees goes down, Teddy's a capable, you know, guy who can come in and run the team and hopefully not miss too much. Obviously, it'll be a small downgrade from Drew Brees, but shouldn't be that bad.
What would you pay for Bridgewater if you are the Brees owner in a super flex league?
I think so. Just to make sure I've got that, you know, backup just in case. And I mean, worst comes to worst, Teddy is a free agent after this year. Like, if the Saints don't want to hold on to him, he can maybe be a starter somewhere in 2019. Yeah. Like, I think a second rounder is definitely in the realm for him.
Yeah. No, I don't hate that.
Yeah. So let's talk about a guy who actually has some potential to, and we'll transition to a guy who I don't think is any good at football. So the Seahawks actually acquired Brett Hundley from the Packers for a 2019 sixth round draft pick. I think Hundley's going to be the primary backup for Russell Wilson. I mean, does he have any value at all? Like, deep super flex, deep two QB leagues? What do you think, Swags?
No, I don't. I mean, it's kind of the same thing as Bridgewater, and I'm not saying they're the same player, but he's a handcuff to Russell Wilson, and you hope it doesn't happen. I think that Hundley did gain a little bit of value because now you know he would be the guy if his prospective starter went down, whereas you don't have to wonder if it's going to be Kaiser or Hundley, and we were already thinking it might be Kaiser anyway.
Right.
So I think he has a little more value now, but he's nobody you want on your NFL team or your fantasy team, like, to have to rely on week in, week out. He might get you by a little bit, but you don't want to be relying on Hundley to win you a championship.
Yeah, no, I totally agree on that. I mean, I would probably give a fourth rounder in terms of rookie picks for him, and that might be even reaching. I'm not sure how much I would even want him on a roster in a stash.
Yep, I'm with you.
Yeah. So some more quick news out of Seattle. They did sign Tyler Lockett to a three-year, $31.8 million extension, which I thought was a boatload of money for Tyler Lockett, who really has struggled to stay on the field. It's got $20 million guarantee with it. I mean, does this, like, lock up Tyler Lockett as the number two option in Seattle going forward? Like, I'm a bit confused about this.
Man, so I hate to answer a question with a question, but does this more, like, confirm that maybe the Baldwin injury is more serious than we think, or could be hindering him and maybe his career? And the timing of it is just right on to me.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's definitely true. It's interesting. It's a really good point. Because Baldwin came out earlier, I think today or yesterday, and said that this knee thing is going to bother him the whole year, which is obviously not a good thing. You don't want your guy coming into the year with an injury. But yeah, it's interesting. I know Lockett's, again, another guy who just can't stay healthy. When he's on the field, he's pretty good. I mean, he's getting those deep balls from Russell Wilson all the time. But God, I've never been a big fan of Tyler Lockett.
I think I'm higher on him than both of you and Two Drink.
Okay.
So I don't hate it. It is a lot of money, though. So I agree with you there. It's a lot of money. And that's why I think it might have had a little bit to do with the timing, and they may have needed him more than they wanted to at this time of year.
Yeah. So what would you pay for him in rookie picks?
I would give you – I would probably give you 2019 second. I might add in a third if you really want me to, but in a high wide receiver class like it's going to be next year, I'd rather keep my first to see where it lands, you know?
I will gladly take your second and third for Tyler Lockett. That's just me, though, because I'm not that high on Tyler Lockett at all, so I'd be happy to take your picks for him.
Especially in Superflex with that said, because you never know who's going to fall to you in the second round there.
That's right. That's true for sure. So let's
man, move you already up. Have me regretting my trade, but it's a done deal. So
I know, man. I locked him up. You took him from me. You took him from me, and I was happy to take your pick. So happy to do it, man.
Accepted
right away. Didn't even think about it. Saw the deal. Done. So let's now move to a guy who's going to miss some time to start the season in Alshon Jeffrey. Adam Schefter had reported that Alshon's going to miss at least the first 2 weeks. So gosh, this Eagles team's beat up, man.
Like, yeah,
really beat up. I think Atlanta beats the crap out of him the first week, to be honest. But Alshon's value, I mean, does this hurt him in Dynasty more than redraft? Like, what are you thinking with the shoulder injury and recovering from the surgery?
I think there's a good buy opportunity if you have enough wide receivers to roster for the first 2 to even 4 weeks after, in case the injury lingers or we're not quite sure what we see those first couple of weeks. I think there could be a good buy low opportunity for Alshon. I think that he could have better connection, especially, I mean, we don't even know if Wentz is going to be there. So if Wentz and Alshon come back at the same time and keep going with some of the connection they were building last year, I mean, he didn't have a lot of time with Wentz last year. So I don't hate Alshon. I wish he was healthy though and going to play.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like besides last year where he was nursing the injury for the entire year, like, he's always hurt.
Yeah.
Always hurt.
It's especially when you mentioned that he was nursing one all year, too.
Yeah, like, I think he tore his labrum early in the year and just played through, which, I mean, great for him. He got paid from it. But, like, God, he's always hurt. Like, it's a hamstring or whatever for him, man. It's just, he's never healthy.
So, in a one quarterback 12-team league, I offered, because I'm pretty deep, just the way I drafted, I offered DJ Moore, Chris Thompson, and Anthony Miller for Alshon Jeffrey, and he rejected it.
Did he really? Wow.
Yep.
Is that guy a contender, like, ready to win now, so he needs Alshon, or, like, what's
I mean, I felt like, first of all, he has, like, Dez on his bench and a couple people like that that I don't know why he owns. So I felt like he had players to drop, which was one reason why I just kind of kept adding stuff in. And my team is one of those teams where I need to make drops just to pick up defense and IDP players at this point.
Got it. Yeah, so, I mean, that's a ton of rookie capital that you'd be giving up. Because I'm sure DJ Moore was, like, a first-round rookie pick, right? So... And Anthony Miller, I'm sure, was a high pick too. Like that.
It's a redraft league.
Sorry. Oh, sorry, redraft. Got it. Redraft. Sorry.
Yep.
In redraft, I might not do that actually.
Right. It's a little different, Dynasty, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Dynasty, yeah. I wouldn't have offered all that for Alshon.
I was going to say, like, that's a lot of stuff you offered with Dynasty league. All right. You know, redraft, I think I might hold on to Alshon too, to be honest.
What about Dez? Why has he got Dez?
Wishing and hoping he lands somewhere.
Yep.
Hoping anyway. To God he signs tomorrow.
Sorry. That was my two fine. Drink, one more thing for the night. Just did it a little early.
Totally fine. But honestly, though, I mean, if Dez signs somewhere, obviously he's got value, but I'm really being on waivers. I don't want anything to do with him right now.
Yep.
Let's skip ahead for a little bit. It's a really interesting story here about Michael Kendricks getting released from the Browns. This is the first time I think I've heard a football player charged with insider trading. From the federal government. Do you know any, like, sports star that's been charged with insider trading?
No, I
know,
like, not Martha at Stewart all. No.
That. Yeah. Like, really weird story. And Kendrick's a good player too. Like, he was going to be a nice, I think, weak side linebacker for them. So definitely hurts them a bit with just Jamie Collins now. And I'm forgetting Kirksey as their two backers, but just a really interesting story.
Yeah. Now I want to read more about it.
Yeah, I mean, insider trading is definitely, I mean, good for him. I shouldn't say good for him. I guess he's gonna rest. But, like, obviously, I had a guy who was telling him what to do with his money. I'm sure he made some cash on it, too.
Right, so, yeah.
Nice for the short term. Long term, though, he's probably going to end up in jail, which sucks.
Yeah.
And then one more quick note. The Bucks released Charles Sims with an injury settlement. So the Bucks depth chart's kind of rounding into focus now at the running back position with Peyton Barber, shockingly, going to be the starter there just to start 2018. Ronald Jones. Yeah, Ronald Jones and Jaquizz Rodgers, who we might talk about a little bit. But any love for Charles Sims from back in the day when you drafted him early, I'm sure?
No.
As a pass catcher for West Virginia?
Not for me.
No, he never had any Charles Sims shares back when he was.
I really don't think I had any redraft or dynasty Charles Sims shares.
Yeah, I was always a Doug Martin guy, so I was not on the Charles Sims bandwagon. Yep. Yeah, he had that one halfway decent year where I think he had like 1,100 total yards, but no other fond memories for me.
No, not really. So I don't hate it. I would love to see Ronald Jones do good.
But or do anything positive.
Yeah, that's just it, man. It's kind of like, oh, man, I've definitely faded him a little bit in Dynasty and definitely redraft. Doesn't look like it's going to happen right away. We'll see.
But, yeah, we definitely will. Yeah,
I don't love Barber, though, to be honest with you, either.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that running game. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, too, I think. I'm just not a big fan of that running game this year. I don't think it's going to be very effective. Yeah. So before we get into some of our deep sleepers, so this would be after ADP 200, let's talk about GT bets for a second. So, I mean, we're all stretched out now, nice and super flexible. Everyone needs to go out and check out gtbets.eu. While you're there, use that promo code Superflex, and GTBets will match your first deposit up to $500 in cash. If you need more money than that, when you deposit the next time, they'll match at 50%. Since gtbets.eu is going into their eighth NFL season, they're giving you a half point for two of your favorite teams for the whole year. Make that sucker 6.5 point line up to 7 points for your favorite team. Place a bet literally within minutes, you know, probably before we get done with this, talking about this first trade coming up. So go to gtbets.eu, use that promo code Superflex, and start betting now. Yeah. So let's talk about some deep sleepers in ADP, man. Now this is going to be more of a redraft focus for this one, but couple of names we have on this list that I'm just thinking of going criminally too low. First one, this guy, I love him.
Were you looking at redraft ADP when you did yours? Sorry.
Yeah, this is redraft ADP. Okay. If yours is dynasty ADP, I mean, feel free to use that. But this was redraft ADP.
Okay, mine was. Yeah. Let me look up the AP. Just talk a lot.
Yeah. So. I mean, this first player, I love during the pre-draft process. He's going to a situation that's pretty freaking awesome in Pittsburgh. But James Washington right now, he's the 73rd receiver off the board. His ADP is 217, which just boggles my mind. Like, we've seen Pittsburgh support so many targets in the past. And obviously, he's got talent for days. We've seen it this preseason. Even if he is the high variance deep threat, I know it's getting late to draft in best ball leagues, but God, he has to be an awesome pick. Like, he's going to give you those Martavis days of, you know, 3 for 140 and 2 touchdowns, but he's also going to give you those 3 for 40 and no touchdown days. So super high variance player, but, you know, God forbid Antonio Brown or Juju get hurt. This guy will be a high priority waiver ad. That's for sure. So I do think there's a ton of mouths to feed, obviously, in Pittsburgh, but he's going to get on the field in 3 wide receiver sets. He's going to be a big play threat. And as a 73rd wide receiver off the board, I'd much rather have him than a lot of the guys before him. So I'm super excited for James Washington. What about you, Swags?
I don't hate it. I feel like there's so many mouths to feed there that I can't help but wonder what's going to happen, but I get it. Two drinks super high on him. I know that. And I know you are. I like Juju a lot, though. And then there's Ben. And Le'Veon Bell. I don't know, man. Yeah, I get it though. There are a lot of yards to account for.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton there, I think, for him. I mean, there's a couple guys going around him right now that I like too. I mean, there's Taywan Taylor's going right around him, and Courtland Sutton also, like two really strong number three wide receivers for their teams. But yeah, I just think he's got so much talent, and as that in that Pittsburgh offense that it's going to throw the ball 600 times, you know they're going to, especially in that hurry up. I just think he's a really good player for this. And will really benefit from Big Ben's willingness to feed him the ball. He's on fire. So I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I don't hate it at all.
All right. So next player on my list is a player who, you know, really was a focal point of a passing game prior to a season-ending injury last year, and that's Quincy Enunwa for the Jets. I know that situation might be not the greatest with Sam Darnold starting week one, but presumably. But his ADP right now was 273, the 85th wide receiver off the board, which I think is just criminal at this point. He's going to be a possession receiver. He's not going to give you a ton of deep love. But as a big slot receiver, we've seen the Jets be able to use him very well previously. There are a lot of players to get a lot of mouths to feed in there. Robbie Anderson's definitely talented. Jermaine Kearse is still there. They have a bunch of kids, Chad Hansen, so on and so forth, or Darius Stewart. But, Quincy Enunwa has proven he's back from the injury now. I think at wide receiver 85, you could do a lot worse for a late round flyer in your drafts. I think he could give you 65 and 800.
I think that's I like that one a lot, actually.
I think it's really easy for him to get there. Yeah.
I don't think it's crazy that he could be the leading wide receiver on the team.
Yeah. I think it's entirely possible. I really do. If Robbie takes a step back or has more legal trouble, I don't think there's really anything that's in the way of him to really be that number one option for New York. So yeah, totally agree on that one. One more, then we'll get to Swags. This is more of a homer pick just because I've seen him start to play, and I think he's starting to turn the corner. That's Cody Latimer. Obviously, shipped off from Denver, had a real tough time being a number one draft pick and trying to learn under Peyton Manning. I'm sure he was, his head was spinning for the first couple of years in the league, but he might have found a home with the younger Manning in New York. He's going to be the third wide receiver there. We talked about a lot of mouths, and that's certainly the case. But Evan Engram's beat up to start the year. Beckham's been hurt. He's never really played a full season yet. Sterling Shepard, we've seen him get dinged up also. So Cody Latimer is a big body on the outside, something they really don't have at the wide receiver position. Unless you call Engram, a big wide receiver, but I really think Latimer might have turned the corner and can be that big play threat down the field for the Giants. Something they've kind of lacked versus the underneath stuff that Beckham's been able to take to the house. So I kind of like Latimer. Obviously, his ADP is 344 right now. So like this is a priority waiver.
Yeah. Can't hate that at all.
No, I mean, priority waiver ad potentially, or a guy you can stick on the end of your roster and just see how he does for the first couple of weeks. Obviously, he's got not the easiest path to start the year playing Jacksonville, and then he's got Dallas. So it might not be the easiest road for him, but just some guy to take to look out for. And if Beckham or Shepard goes down, he's going to be a target hog for New York.
Yeah, I don't hate that one at all either. I love the homer pick too.
Yeah, gotta get one of them in there at least. So let's talk about your guys.
So you don't want to talk about Jaquizz Rodgers?
We can talk about him real quick. We've seen Quiz be effective in spurts for the Bucks. I'm just that running game kind of scares me. I just don't think it's going to be that great this year. I know their offensive line's beat up right now, but. Quiz is his ADP is 347 right now. So clearly, again, priority waiver ad potentially. He's running back 93, like barely even on the fringes of your roster.
Yeah.
But just someone to take an eye out for if Peyton Barber stinks and if Ronald Jones stinks, which what we've kind of seen this so far this preseason, Quiz can step in.
Could be a decent opportunity there.
Yeah, we've seen him have those spot starts of 30 carries in a game. Like, we've seen him have those really crazy fantasy games in the past. So I would think for 2 to 3 weeks, he can definitely fill in for you and get some work.
Yep. I don't hate that all right. at all either.
Yeah, let's talk about your guys now. I'm excited to hear you talk about a couple of these guys.
All right. So I started my list with my boy, Tre'Quan Smith.
Love it.
And he's one of my favorite sleepers. Like, he's on waivers in redraft right now, and I think he's going to be able to help you week one. I think there are so many yards to be accounted for in that offense with Michael Thomas getting some and then Kamara. And I mean, we have 4,000 to 5,000 yards we need to look for. And I think Tre'Quan Smith's going to be the one to get him. And his ADP is 247 overall and wide receiver 87.
So insane.
Yeah, I mean, that I don't see how he could finish wide receiver 87.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. Brandon Coleman's gone. Like, he is, I think, probably going to be the two. You know, Cam Meredith's getting run tonight in the fourth preseason game. Like, he's clearly not ready to go.
Right.
I think Tre'Quan can be definitely an impact player for the Saints this year. That's for sure,
man. I like him a lot. And they've done good with rookie wide receivers in the past. So don't hate it at all. I mean, look what they did with Brandon Cooks and then Michael Thomas. And now I think Tre'Quan Smith is next in line.
It's really amazing when you have a quarterback like Drew Brees, just how much better you can be on the field.
Definitely. Early. Yep, really, definitely. Really. And then I've got Jake Butt, my Michigan boy. So he's at an ADP of 268 and tight end 28. You don't like this one.
I'll tell you in a second, but yeah, tell me why I'm wrong on this.
I don't know if you're wrong. I just think the price is so right. I don't think, like, there's 32 NFL teams. I don't think that there's going to be, I don't think he's tight end 28. I don't think he's tight end one material either, but I think he might be tight end 20. He'd be a great, like, bye week filler or somebody like that to stream, but I think he's cheap and he could get some work early. I don't think they have a lot of options there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I think they do have some options. Like, Jeff Heirman's had some catches early in the preseason. Fumagalli, I think, is the best athlete they have at tight end there. I'm just not sure how much production he's going to addition, especially with, like, Cortland Sutton just balling out from what we've seen so far. And Manny Sanders going nuts. Like, I think he's a good player. And obviously in college he was awesome. Totally awesome at tight end. Probably was going to be the first tight end drafted from that class before he tore his ACL in the bowl game. But yeah, like, I just think there's going to be guys that eat from each other in that. If he can lock it down, if he's playing, like, you know, 80% of the snaps, I think he's got a better chance of really being fantasy relevant. I just think they're still going to be splitting with, like, Heirman, and Fumagalli will get in there too.
And as soon as I started typing in Jake Butt, that's when you were like, do you have any of those situations that you just want to stay away from? And I was like, oh, he hates my Jake Butt.
I don't hate the player. I don't. I hate the situation. Like, I think he's coming out of school. Like I said, he was awesome. I really liked him, but the Denver tight end situation, I just don't want to touch it. There's no clarity yet for that spot for me.
Yeah. And the last one.
This is kind of the take. Go ahead.
No, you're fine.
Good.
The last one I had on my list
was. I was going to say, this is kind of the take you have.
Yep, for sure. The last one I have on my list was Josh Adams from the Eagles, undrafted rookie. I like Josh Adams. Like, I've been buying him up a lot in Dynasty. He's hard to find room for in redraft, but I mean, right now he's ranked 153rd running back, and on Fantasy Pros, I mean, he's not even ranked in the overall at all.
Yeah, so talk about another murky situation. Like, the Eagles clearly have, what, 30 running backs on their roster right now?
Yeah, so he's probably like fifth or sixth on the depth chart. Well, he hasn't had a lot of playing time. He kind of lost a lot of stock because of injury in the NFL draft, and not a lot of people are talking about the guy. He was supposed to get some play tonight. I haven't been paying attention to what's going on, though. And he's an athletic guy. I mean, he had a decent college career, correct? I mean, So I'm not a Jay Ajayi fan. I think Clement could be the next man up, but I don't think he's the kind of guy that is going to lead the team. I think Josh Adams could be, and I just don't think anybody's talking about him yet. Hopefully next few days, maybe we will be a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Like, it seems like all the other backs besides Josh Adams are like scat back types. You know what I mean? Between Sproles and Clement, Wendell Smallwood, like, they're all on the smaller side. So I do think Adams could, you know, have that larger workload potentially down. If he makes the roster, yeah, I do think it's a good, you know, really late end of the bench guy just to take a flyer on and see what happens.
I mean, Stephen Ridley's ranked higher than him.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, and then Derek Watt, Alex Arma, Fitzgerald Toussaint, Martis Cortez, then Josh Adams, then Kenyon Barner, then, you know what I mean? So that's just kind of criminally low.
Yeah, no, I totally agree on that one. Like, there's the thing, when you're looking that deep in the in your draft, right, you're looking for guys who actually have some talent and aren't just, you know, stuck behind, you know, one or two players or things like that. I mean, Adams, we've seen him be pretty darn good at Notre Dame. I mean, geez, he averaged 6.5 yards a carry with 41 catches. You know, I mean, he's a solid player.
Yeah.
Coming out of Notre Dame, and he really has good size too. Like you said, he's 6'2", 225. There's no one else in that roster that's going to have that big enough body. Like, he's just not going to be able to do that besides Ajayi. Like, he's the only guy that can do it, I think, that's there.
Yep, and I think part of the only reason we haven't heard about him is because of this injury, and he just hasn't been anybody's talking about. But he's
right.
Might have a coming out party pretty quick here.
Yeah, no, I like that a lot, especially if Ajayi gets banged up or his, like, knee starts to act up from his bone-on-bone cartilage that the doctors have been telling us about.
So. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. That's a good one. So let's really run through pretty quick a couple of the fantasy situations that we just don't want to even touch. Situations and position groups we don't want on our rosters because either the players themselves aren't great, it's too murky, the overall pie won't be big enough, you know, for someone to really kind of stand out. So the first one I don't want any part of, it's the Bills wide receiver core. I know Kelvin Benjamin may score 6 to 8 touchdowns this year on the outside. I'm just scared to death that this passing game is going to be so, so bad. You know, Josh Allen already got beat up. That offensive line cannot protect. I know the Bengals' defensive front's pretty strong, but I am scared to death that all these receivers will end up with like 600 yards and like 4 to 6 touchdowns and no one really stands out.
You'll never know which week to start them.
You'll never know which week to start them. You'll never know if there will be no consistency there in this receiving game, I feel like. Even with Benjamin going late, I know he's a touchdown scorer. I just don't think he's got the opportunity to really cash in for you, especially at his ADP right now.
Man, I don't know.
Is there any one of those players that you like?
I don't hate Kelvin Benjamin for the price, though. I mean, he is a wide receiver one on his team. He should get some targets at least. He's a big body. He called out Cam. I know that doesn't get you fantasy
that was pretty
points,
funny.
But yeah, it was pretty funny. Wouldn't even shake his hand. Yeah, I don't mind Kelvin Benjamin for that cheap price. He's practically free, and he's a starting wide receiver, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, I mean, he's wide receiver 44 right now at pick 104, so he's definitely going late. Like, we understand he's going late. I'm just scared to death. Like, this passing game just sucks, and I just don't want a part of it.
Yeah. That's tough to buy into, for sure.
It is. Yeah, it's tough to buy into, I think. So the next one, and we kind of talked about him before, the Tampa Bay running backs. Again, I just think this is going to be a mess. Even though Peyton Barber has been called the starter by the coaching staff, I'm not a big fan of what's going on there in Tampa right now. Obviously, the first three games of the year, you're not going to be with Jameis. And I think both these guys are really going to eat at each other's production away. I mean, maybe it gets to be a 50-50 split, and that's like the worst thing you could possibly have for fantasy. There's no consistency. You're never going to know which one to start.
Winston will probably be like the second leading rusher on the team.
You know, it's interesting because he scores like 4 rushing touchdowns a year.
Yeah.
So either on bootlegs or whatever the case may be, but Jameis is always taking away from the backs of the goal line. And whether it's Barber or Jones, I'm just not going to be really excited about any of them this year in fantasy.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about, sure. Yeah. So let's talk about a couple of your thoughts. So 2 position groups that you don't like this year.
I don't love those Colts running backs. And I know that one of them is going to totally prove me wrong. But I don't love those Colts running backs at all. It's just kind of one of those situations too. It's kind of murky. It's who's it going to be? I mean, even on the Super Flexible show, we all picked a different one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so that's just kind of it for me. I just don't want to buy into it and be wrong.
So I think the good news is with the Colts backs, the price you're paying right now isn't that great. To your point, like why you could defend Kelvin Benjamin too. Uh-huh. Like Marlon Mack's 97th overall right now, in case you somehow like Marlon Mack. Jordan Wilkins is much later than that even. I think he's going like the 140s or 150s right now at ADP. I mean, that's my personal pick. You know, I've been banging the drum for Jordan Wilkins since he stepped on the field.
So super cheap for somebody like that you believe in.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a talent thing, right? Again, if you like the talent, like Kelvin Benjamin, we've seen play well. It's just a matter of can they take the reins of that job and actually make it their own versus having that 85-way split, which just sucks for fantasy. You totally agree. I think Earlis is going to be pretty awful.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be great or anything. It's just you couldn't make me sleep on the Colts backfield and pick one in the morning.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree. Like it's going to be such a, like you said, totally murky, totally a mess. So, yeah, I totally agree on that one.
You just got your boy on that team.
I know.
You know, I get that kind of stuff. I totally get that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I just can't do it. I find myself owning none of any of them on any team. I have a lot of teams.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. Then if you have 0 Colts running backs, that's pretty good.
For sure.
Let's talk about your last one.
Last one is the Jags wide receivers, and I will be honest, I had some Marquise Lee shares, but at this point, I don't want any Jags wide receivers.
So there's not one that, you know, stands out to you at all? Like, you know, it's not take your favorite, or just you don't
think about it? I would go Moncrief if I had to pick one.
Okay, so you're looking for the guy who's the more possession receiver, kind of like Marquise Lee.
Yep, and I'm hoping he just kind of he's got that 1-year prove-it deal. I hope that they just give it to him, you know?
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, it's interesting because to see how this shakes out, like a lot of people are going to pick their favorites, whether it's Cole or, you know, D.D. Westbrook, who really played well in stretches last year, or Moncrief, who we've seen, you know, score almost 10 touchdowns with the Colts. The question is Blake Bortles going to be able to throw 35 touchdown passes, which I don't think is going to happen. So yeah, it's a really interesting point. I mean, the good news is again, all these guys are going super late in drafts. So that's the one positive here, that you're not going to be spending a lot to take a shot in the dark on one of them. If you really want to have one, it's just, again, the overall pie is not huge for these players.
I'll take all the Jags running backs though. When I think about it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I could find a value for Grant, Yeldon, and of course Fournette.
That's for sure.
They're going to have a hell of a run game.
Yeah. I'm excited for the running game actually with Norwell there now in a second year of Cam Robinson. And, I think they're going to be pretty nasty up front. With Fournette losing some weight, I think some pressure off those ankles and feet. So I'm kind of excited for it.
Yep.
But yeah, man, I totally agree. I think if you're taking a shot in the dark, then maybe. But it's a really murky situation. We didn't even talk about DJ Chark. We didn't even talk about him.
Nope.
Second round draft pick. Like, we didn't even touch him.
What do you think? Crazy. Yeah.
Personally, I think I like DD Westbrook the most. Just from watching him last year, I think he was really impressive in the stretches. I have a buddy who's like a Dante Moncrief truther I would say probably Moncrief, but I'm definitely a DD guy.
Yeah, last year I used DD, and I don't hate that, by the way, that DD could be the guy. Last year I used DD in a lot of leagues to go get Galladay, and a lot of people were biting. They were pretty high on DD last year, and that seems like it's faded a little bit for some reason. So there's no reason why DD Westbrook can't be relevant still. Still a talented wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I would say week one, if you're playing DFS, start whichever Jags wide receivers across from Eli Apple. Because whoever is across from him is going to torch him for at least one 40-yard touchdown. Whether Cole gets the start or Westbrook, it's going to happen. Poor Giants, they're going to be one massive play given up, and then I'm going to throw my remote through the TV. It's going to be a blast. I can tell you it's going to happen. We'll pinpoint, and we'll come back on the Thursday after that game, and we'll pinpoint the exact time where my TV was broke, and then I'll start to cry a little bit.
We'll video that, and we'll do our first live show.
Oh my god, it's so brutal, so brutal. My little daughter's gonna get some awful habits to start with. Daddy cursing at me and throwing remotes and things like that. So.
Oh man, you got to get her a little jersey or something too.
She's got it. Actually, she's got a little Giants onesie. Nice. So she actually had it on tonight, watching part of the preseason game before we started. So yeah, she's ready for the season, man.
Nice. That's awesome. I'll have to get you a Lions one or something.
Oh, God. Noah, the awesome part, though, is next time we record, if I'm not mistaken, it's two weekends. Damn, I was going to say. The first game, actually, will be coming up soon. It's the 30th tonight, the 6th. I was right. It is September 6th, the first game.
Yep, you got
Holy crap.
Next Thursday.
During our recording, the Philadelphia Eagles will be playing the Atlanta Falcons in the first regular season game of the NFL season. That is awesome and super exciting.
Yeah, super exciting. Go get Josh Adams before Ajayi gets hurt in that game.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. So sorry, before we wrap, Philly. Yes, I think they're going to be all right. So before we wrap up, Swag, where can they find you on Twitter?
I am at @DFF_Swag.
Awesome. And I am at The Real Holupka. You can also find us at Superflex Pod and at Superflex Trades. This has been the Superflexible Podcast, and we are out.
Yep, we're out of here. And don't forget about at FL Two Drink Minimum. Shout out to him.
Shout out to Two Drink, man. Thanks.
I don't think I said his tag. I don't say that right anyway.
He'll correct you on Twitter. Don't worry about it.
Thanks for enjoying the Super Flexible Podcast at Superflex Pod, one of the many podcasts brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and Dynasty Football Factory, available anywhere you listen to podcasts. So go subscribe to the show and get every podcast as soon as it releases straight to your phone. While you're there, go ahead and rate and review the show. That helps the show out more than you know and helps get all you Superflexers the best content that you want to hear. On Twitter, follow the host, Steve, @TheRealPalupka, and the two co-hosts, Swag, @DFF_Swag, and TwoDrink, @FL2DrinkMinimum. But wait, there's more. Subscribe now and promise to tell a friend. And we will throw in all the other podcasts from the DF Network for free. Be sure to check out
Dynasty Trade HQ, Dynasty Warzone, Daddy Watch, Pathology 101, the IEP Ad Crusher, Dynasty Football Fellas, and the Rookie Fever Podcast. Remember to tag @SuperflexPod and @SuperflexTrades for all your Superflex and two quarterback needs. Plus, GTBetEU. Use that promo code in all caps, Superflex, and get that $500 match. Do that now. Get fantasy ripped with the Superflexible Podcast.